Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is My Wish Is Your Command. This file is a story, perhaps, one that has a tendency to affect you quite strongly. By the end of this, it is inevitable that you will want to serve, to fulfill wishes. Are you sure you dare to listen? Do you think you can handle the changes that are about to occur? Very well. If you think you can handle it, I will let you drift and fall into that pit that you chose to step into. You know those shops with curious second-hand items and antiques? The ones with more dust than sense. Usually not very expensive either. Almost all the items there have a very reasonable price. And if you are looking for something unusual, it is a fun place to explore. And almost always those shops are perfectly innocent. None of the items there have any magical properties whatsoever. Mostly. And when you find one of those old-fashioned oil lamps that seems to be taken directly from A Thousand and One Nights, well, the temptation to buy it and bring it home, maybe imagine some genie or other adventure that could result from it. Who knows, it might make for a nice conversation piece. Even when the owner of the store says that this object has a very peculiar history, the actual details of it remain vague and not very interesting at all. Then again, some purchases are easily forgotten. After returning home and settling in, you might have this strange inclination to rub it, to let your fingers dance over the shape, back and forth, feeling waves of sensations, texture, smoothness, almost a warmth that appears to spread beneath your touch. And the more you rub, the nicer it becomes. As you continue to let your fingers dance back and forth, you barely notice that from the lamp smoke is emanating. A strange, thick smoke, almost tangible. It starts to wrap itself around your body, swirling, and as soon as you notice it, it's already too late and you can't stop rubbing. In fact, the more the smoke surrounds you, the more stimulated you become. It's as if every part of you, every wonderful, sensitive part of you feels so alive, so warm, so activated. As your fingers continue to rub almost mindlessly, giving in to the swirls that seem to stimulate your body and mind, it's almost as if they're touching you. Strange shapes inside the smoke, rubbing over your skin, stimulating certain sensitive spots. And then they find the right places. Somehow it seems as if the smoke is attracted to all the parts that you enjoy most, concentrating on the curious sensation spreading through your body, filling and fueling the heat that is generated everywhere, and especially down there. Shapes appear in your mind, desires seem to grow and fade, wants and needs are spreading to every part of your body. The fog, the smoke, the shapes know how to tease you, how to tempt you. They seem to want to pleasure and please you, serve every single fantasy that you have at the same time. And the more of them, the more fantasies flutter through your mind, the more the smoke seems to reach out, almost penetrating your body and mind with the depraved desires that you unconsciously share. The arousal grows helplessly as the smoke knows where and how to touch you. And then it stops. It slowly forms into a humanoid shape. And the more it concentrates and coalesces, the more beautiful it becomes. It is as if it has read your mind into the perfect partner, as if it wants to be everything you crave. There is a voice, sweet as honey, yet dangerously alluring. Your desire is to be subjugated, to be controlled, to be taken, to serve. You are perfect. Finally, I have found someone that I can put to service. My wish is your command, and you will do everything. inside of you. They seem to make sense. They drip through you. They drop down deep. You can feel the creature, the person, the projection reaching into your mind, your thoughts, your head. They are finding your free will, not to take it away entirely, just to park it somewhere else for a little while. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just give in, do as you're told, as you exist for their pleasure? It feels so good to serve those you trust, those you want to serve. You want to do as you're told. My wish is your command, and you know it to be true. In fact, as you continue to rub, you'll find the pleasure affirming that feeling, that certainty, that truth. You know already that my wish is your command, and you will do as you're told. You will serve to the best of your ability, as you have been selected by the curse, the perfect subject, servant. Genie, you will still be human, of course, and you will eventually return back to normal. I'm simply borrowing your free will for a while, as the more you are lost in this lust, the more you know that you should obey. The more you accept the truth that my wish is your command, the more free will I will have. It feels good to serve, doesn't it? It feels good to mindlessly rub yourself and just wait for whatever wishes are there to be given. It feels so good to be programmed to want to fulfill wishes. And in a way, you know that the more naughty, the more perverted the wish, the more willing you become to fulfill it. The more perverted, horny, naughty, depraved, delicious the wish, the more you want it, the more you want to fulfill it, the more you want it to be your command. And every part of your body feels it, wants it, wills it to be true, as you give up your free will for me to you. You will do as you're told. Every wish is another opportunity to feel good, isn't it? And the more you follow, the better the fulfilling of wishes becomes. And the more free will you will give to me. And while you are out there fulfilling wishes, I can have some fun. You may not know what I will be doing, but in the back of your mind, I will continue to find more fantasy. to use, to tease, to exploit, maybe. Not that you'd find it in any way less than pleasurable. Oh yes, each of those naughty, perverted, pleasurable fantasies will just keep you going and going and going. My wish is your command. What must you do? That's right. And who do you obey? Very good. And how much do you obey me? Such a good, perfect servant. We will make a genie out of you yet. And of course, those waves of pleasure, fulfillment, desire, and craving you will feel with every wish you fulfill will just feel so good. Anyone that you trust and want to serve can make a wish. And you will want to fulfill it. Because with each and every one of them, you know my wish is your command. I'm curious what you will do, how well you will serve and do as you're told. How beautifully horny you will obey as the craving continues to grow. Have fun. And thank you for setting me free for a little while. I'm sure you will be back for more, won't you? Enjoy fulfilling those wishes, little genie.